Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Will you hold that for me? Okay. Don't lose it, or I won't know what to say. Okay? Good? You're not inspiring a lot of confidence in me. I recently got back from, I took a little vacation to visit my brother up in Wisconsin, but I also went to a conference in Chicago on stewardship, and there were over 85 different sessions that you could go to. And what was interesting is that each one that you went to, you get a little bit different definition or point of view on what stewardship is. And so to start out today, I want to pose that question to you and invite your feedback. What do you think of first when you hear the word stewardship? Or how would you define it? Anybody want to volunteer an answer? How would you define stewardship? Or what's the first thing you think of when you hear the word? You have to raise your hand first. Service to God, very good. What else? Time, talent, and treasure, very good. What else? Giving back to the church, giving back to the church. What else? Gratitude, very good. And you know, it's interesting, guys, that that's the first thing that we should actually do. If you actually read our diocesan definition of stewardship, it says this. I want to make sure I get it right. Stewardship is the grateful response of a Christian disciple. Notice it doesn't start out with saying stewardship is volunteerism or stewardship is tithing. It says stewardship is gratitude. Because guys, if we start with, oh, I got to volunteer for this or they need help with that, I've lost the message. Because the message is first that God is blessing you. That's the first part of the message. It is the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and then shares them in love of God and neighbor, as our opening prayer said today. They share it with God and neighbor. You see, stewardship is what I would call proactive, not reactive, but it is responsive. And let me give you an example. Late this past couple weeks, there's been a lot of stirrings of talk I've been hearing from various people about the status of some of the Catholic schools in our diocese. One, I was talking to a parent of a nearby school, and they said, Father, every month they do a different fundraiser for our school, right? And she was saying, it's kind of frustrating because I'm supposed to be tithing, and then it's like double dipping, right? You know, I also want you to give to these other things. And I compare the two of those, and I think about that, and I think, you know, the beauty of tithing is that it's proactive. It says, God, you've blessed me with this, so I'm going to give this much back to you. And if you don't feel like you can give 10% and still fulfill your family obligations, then pick another number, 3, 4, 5%. Start there. Work your way up. If you have to, start with 1% and work your way up from there. Show how, you know, give God the chance to bless you. Show how He can bless you. But then I look at the other side of that with all this fundraising, and I think, gosh, that's awful reactive, right? It says, oh, we've got this shortfall, and we got to fill it up. And it's not just with money, guys. It's also with our talents and our time. If I go over the stewardship fair today, and I stand around, and I wait for somebody to come up to me and ask me to do something, that's reactive. That's sitting around and waiting for something so that I can then react to it. But being proactive is first praying and saying to God, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Or what have you blessed me with? The odd thing about that particular element, though, is I find that often God has blessed me with things that I don't even recognize. And sometimes we even have to be thrown into a situation to recognize our gifts. I can tell you absolutely that's been true for me as a priest. Never thought I could be a priest, never wanted to get up here and preach, never wanted to get up in front of anybody. God will give you what you need when you need it. And so I'm asking you this weekend, as you discern, especially as you receive your stewardship packets this weekend, to discern not first, what am I supposed to volunteer for? Your first question should be, what should I be grateful to God for? What has He blessed me with? Start with Him, work down to you, and then start with you and work back to Him. Because then the next question is, how can I take that gift and share it back with him and his people sitting beside you today? I know that many of you, whether it's time, talent, or treasure, often feel like you don't have enough of it. Somebody said something to me this past week that really struck a chord with me personally, and I want to share with you. They said that we don't prioritize our schedules, and I'm thinking, if I don't prioritize my schedule, that's a horrible day, right? But then they followed it up by saying this, what we should do is schedule our priorities. And I know that I, just as well as many of you, can tend to be overwhelmed in the day by the number of things to do. I have not had a day here at Christ the King yet where I felt like, okay, it's all done, I can sit back, right? And I go to bed at night and I worry about deficits and people who are dying and I worry about you. But that's trying to prioritize my schedule instead of scheduling my priorities and putting trust in God and prayer first and not trying to work to make it all happen. And brothers and sisters, we're all called to that same thing, to prioritize our schedules. No, to schedule the priorities first. This weekend, you will receive your stewardship packet, and if you're a guest to Christ the King, then welcome. Sorry you caught us on a weekend where we're doing some business, but if you are new to Christ the King and would like to join us, we certainly can get you registered in the parish and tell you more about stewardship today. We'll be meeting over in the gym immediately after Mass to pick up those packets, and in it, you will find first and foremost a tithing card, right? Right? No! No, you're going to find a prayer card. You're going to find a prayer card. Because if you start with tithing or if you start with your volunteering, you've started in the wrong place. You start with prayer and ask God, God, what have you blessed me with and what do you want me to share with others? Use this prayer before you fill out your paperwork. When you do, there will be two colored sheets in your packet. One is a yellow form, and it tells you what you've signed up for the last 4 years, if you've been with us that long, or if not, a newer. And it's going to tell you what you did last year and the previous years. And then on the reverse side, you can tell us what you want to do next year. If, for some reason, you don't see on there what you'd like to do or you feel called to do by God, write it in. You might even say, I want to start a ministry to blank, because God might be calling you to do that. You'll also find a green sheet in your packet. This is for you to discern your level of giving for the coming year. On one side will be your history of giving, so you can see what you've pledged and what you've actually given each year. One thing you guys will notice, I noticed this as I was printing them, a lot of you have zero in the pledge column, and you have plenty in the giving column, but nothing in the pledge column. I think part of that is we don't like being accountable in that area. But it really does help us to budget for the year. So if you can fill out something, believe me, you can always give more. I won't gripe. I really won't. And then on the bottom of this will be a commitment card that you can turn in for the coming year. On the back, I want to encourage you, if you can, to sign up for electronic giving. It is safe, easy, free to you, and is very helpful to the parish. It allows you to be faithful and consistent in your giving. Somebody told me a joke this past week, which I had to share with you. I couldn't help laughing for quite a while when I heard it. Do you know what the difference is between a pig and a chicken when it comes to stewardship? A chicken who lays an egg is what we would call invested. He gives something of himself, right? Or herself. But the pig, he makes the bacon, right? That's what we call commitment. It's truly giving of yourself in sacrifice, right? And thank goodness those pigs sacrificed for us. Brothers and sisters, the stewardship way of life is a great blessing from God, and we've seen that in our diocese for decades now. When I went to this conference, anytime I'd sit down at a table, people would look at my name tag and they say, oh, Wichita, Kansas. I'm like, yeah, do you not like those people? It's wrong. No, they'd say the stewardship diocese. That's what they call us around the whole country and even throughout the world. The stewardship diocese. But guys, stewardship is not just a blessing. It's a blessing that comes like the cross, with a little bit of sacrifice. And so I ask you this weekend to prayerfully consider not just an investment, but a commitment to Jesus Christ and His church.